makinig sa SBS Filipino.
Magandang umaga sa iyo, Bobby.
Thank you and good morning, Ronald.
Ito yung pangalawang pagkakataon na magkakaroon ng isasabi niyong taunang Philippine Christmas Festival nung una yung last year, no?
Yeah.
So, I can assume na meron kayong pangalawa dahil successful yung una ninyo. So, ano yung basically magiging pagkakaiba nitong ngayon at saka nung nakaraang taon?
The big difference is we have now the capability framework to plan it properly. The cost had already been experienced and in fact, our revenue generation activity is pegged on the basis of our projection. So last year, our projection was really off the mark to the point that we're in the quandary where to get the money to fill in the ones that we missed out to pay. But fortunately for us, the Department of Tourism came on board and really helped us. This time around, I made sure that any expenses that will be incurred by the festival will be locally generated. So if we get funding from external sources, government sources like DOT and the grant, this will just improve on our bottom line. So all this revenue to fund the expected expenses are locally generated.
So in other words, hindi na kayo mag-aasa sa Philippine government?
Umaasa din kami because we need to also look at the future. We need to always have a seed money to start off the succeeding year. Just like last year, we had a seed money of 10,000, which is a spin-off now that we're using this year. We need to have a seed money for the future festival.
Having said that, nagkaroon na ba ng formal organization na registered na namamahalan itong festival? Kasi may pinag-usapan na yung pera, ng finances na and everything. So hindi na ad hoc to. Meron na bang committee talaga na properly registered o is this an ad hoc committee pa rin?
We're just a spin-off of the dream of Jun Rilunya. Since 2014, when he was president, he dreamed of this. This was not realized during his time, although the funding from Multicultural New South Wales was already committed. 2015, during Manang Evelyn's time, there was funding already, but the capability framework has not really been defined. But during Kate's time last year, we finally define what we need to do.
May sponsorship pa rin yung New South Wales, may contribution pa rin sila.
Recently, yes, dumating. Sa awa ng Diyos.
So that will, it's a big boost.
Yeah, it is a big boost. So as far as our primary funding is concerned, we have identified X amount of major sponsorship, X amount of minor sponsorship, X amount of advertising for the souvenir program, and what is really physically driving the revenue are these stalls. Because with stalls, when you sign a contract, there are timelines there when you need to pay. And these stalls are the ones that's really putting us afloat.
And basically, these stalls, when you say stalls, food stalls lang to, no? And basically, you're just promoting Philippine food. Pero aside from Philippine food, ano pa bang mga objective nitong Christmas festival ninyo na ipopromote yung Philippine culture?
Okay, when we envisioned Philippine Festival way back in 2014, 50% is supposed to be the promotion of our cultural heritage. Another 25% will be tourism, Philippine as tourism destination, and the other 25% is the trade. We have basically done the cultural heritage part. The DOT was starting to spin off last year in cooperation with the airlines. And really, planning for a trade initiative would really have to be work, not just on the time that we spent as far as business planning is concerned. We need more time to do that. Because if we really wanted to showcase Philippine export, and I came from an import export background in the Philippines, we need time to develop products and look at what we can market in Australia. And there's so many things.
Bobby, every year nagkakaroon ng Philippine Fiesta dito sa Sydney na sinaselebrate during October, sa inyo November. Anong pagkakaiba ng dalawa, yung Fiesta ng October at itong November?
I think the big difference is, what I can really see is when it is a new project, a lot of people come on board. A lot of people wants to be part of a notion or an idea to make things happen. It peters down as this becomes into reality and the length of how you do it will really determine whether you can continue or not. I believe that each project must have some generational change. We cannot just rely on the same people running festivals or running fiestas, because along the line, ideas petered out. We need to involve the youth. We need to peter down second generations of Australians, because they will have different ideas and more exciting ones.
And based on your statistics, sabi ninyo, last year there were 18,000, at least 18,000 people who attended the event. And this year, ano bang target ninyo?
The 18,000 footprints was given to us by Property Management New South Wales. To be honest with you, I even believe that it could be more than that on the first day, on that Saturday, when practically all the space in Tumbalong Park was occupied, and there's no space. And Bob Reyes was even estimating that it's 20,000 on that single day. Again, we're expecting more people. The way we have to reach this out is by social media or any media or any promotion thing that we can hang on top spot. But still, the Filipinos will be driving this, the Filipino communities.
Ang Tambalong Park is nakikilala siya bilang a venue for all these different countries na mga festivals nila. Nandiyan yung Thai Festival, nandiyan din yung Oktoberfest, nandiyan yung Brazilian, Latina thing, and now yung Filipino thing. So, how would you differentiate this yung sa ating event sa kung ikukumpara mo sa ibang bansa?
We're distinctly showcasing our culture.
Ano yung pagmamalaki natin sa culture natin?
Ang culture natin, masaya tayo. At saka, it's always faith-driven ang culture natin. A festival is a faith-based activity. Kaya nga festival, galing yan sa feast. Especially, we're celebrating Christmas. And traditionally, Christmas is being celebrated in the Philippines as early as September. So, there is the religious component in this festival that keeps us alive and keeps us happy. That's what we're trying to convey to the mainstream Australia, that Filipinos celebrate Christmas differently. First time we will be doing this, it was actually the dream of Ignatius Jones, who is one of the creative director or creative, one of our backers here when it comes to creative direction and technical aspect, to bring the giant parol from Pampanga. That was 3 or 4 years back. Unfortunately, it's a logistical nightmare to bring them here. Now we're starting with small things. He's still dreaming that these big ones would come to light up Vivid Sydney.
And is Ignatius Okinalis sa Sydney Light Festival, no? Yes. Is he involved in this fiesta?
He promised to give us some insight on how to work with Property Management New South Wales in terms of compliance issues. He also told us that any technical or creative idea, just come and I'll help you out.
So last year I was there, no, and I witnessed the success of your fiesta. Ang isa kong napansin talagang kalaban is the weather. It was very hot then. So, in case it will be another sunny day, ano bang fallback ninyo this year?
Okay.
Or kahit na umulan man lang, mabago umulan.
Yeah. It is really a pity that we really underestimate the weather. We're even thinking that it might rain. And as the way we do things, we do what we can do, and we leave everything to God. Okay, this year, we're really more concerned about the convenience of people who are watching the show. So this year, in front of the stage, we will be setting up two marquee, which is 10 by 12 meters, side by side.
And about security measures, kasi nagiging mainit naman ang security thing dito sa Sydney.
Although it is our responsibility, but it is more the responsibility of the government agency that we're dealing with. Part of the contract they're signing is security. And we'll make sure that security will be there in place.
That's good. Thank you, Bobby. Okay, bye-bye.
Iba pang mga tampok na kwento sa inyong wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.